I never saw anyone so angry, so changed. It was all coming too fast, and I struggled with a barrage of feelings. Most of all, I realized I hadn't even gotten to say goodbye to my son, and now he was gone again. What about Alex? How was he? He was confused and seemed sad, the poor little boy. He asked for you when his mother took him away. He said you promised him this would be a vacation. He'd so looked forward to it. We all did. You know that, Alex. My heart clenched, and I saw Alex's face in my mind. It felt as though he was getting farther and farther from me, as if a piece of my life was slipping away. How were Janny and Damon about it? I asked then. Nana sighed heavily. They were brave soldiers, but Janny cried herself to sleep tonight. I think Damon did, too. He hides it better. Poor things, they just moped around most of the night. We sat together on the sofa for a long, silent moment. I didn't know what to say. I'm sorry I wasn't here today, I finally told Nana. I know that doesn't mean much. She took my chin in her hand and stared into my eyes. Here it comes, batten down the hatches. You're a good man, Alex, and you're a good father. Don't you forget that, especially now. You have a very difficult job. A few minutes later, I slipped into the room where Janny and Damon were sleeping. The way they lay on the covers, they looked like little kids again. I liked the visual effect.